This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I'm just so baffled and having a hard time wrapping around my head that there are men that would be intimidated by successful women. I think that's such a, you know, brilliant, cool thing. One of the things that I fought for in our show is that everyone has the same salary. Mm-hmm. Lorraine gets paid the same as the man. It's very important to have, you know,
that
equality.
And we're proud of that.
Yeah, we are.
But there are some guys out there that are just intimidated by successful or powerful women. And they some guys think that they want that. And then when they're confronted with it, they're like, oh, I didn't mean that power. I didn't mean, you know.
And the other cool thing, too, is like, guys, think about it this way. Y'all could do whatever you want.
What does that mean?
I mean, you don't have to bring in the bacon.
Right.
You're married or you're dating a woman who will pay for your dinners, pay for your movie tickets.
All right, well, she doesn't want a mooch. She doesn't want a parasite.
I'm not looking to be a sugar mama.
You want to be an expert player at Fortnite or Call of Duty?
No.
That's fine.
No.
So I'm misunderstanding this.
But a successful woman wouldn't be attracted to that type of a man.
That is true. Yeah. Absolutely. 704-570-9595.
Let's talk to Ennis Marie.
Yes, hi. How are you this morning?
We're doing well. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. You agree with this?
I do. Unfortunately, I've had to deal with it myself. I'm an attorney, and that's definitely... scared off some guys, and they've definitely been intimidated. I hear a lot, and which is a major pet peeve of mine, you know, do you have time to even date? What, I have to unfortunately cancel things because of work, but, you know, I know if the situation was reversed, you know, you wouldn't hear a woman really saying that to a man as much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if a woman is dating someone who's a police officer or a firefighter, they have crazy hours.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, or if a guy was dating, or a woman was dating a nurse with crazy hours.
Yeah.
What's the difference, you know?
Manny, you just brought up law enforcement, and we just got a text message from 704 that says, I'm a law enforcement female, and I've always had men tell me that I'm intimidating. And then when we get to a certain point in the relationship, they don't want to be serious in a relationship with me because they're intimidated.
Hmm. And it's Marie, are you in a relationship right now?
No, not currently.
Okay, we have a single attorney, everybody. We should do a dating game.
Andy's already pulling up his music.
She can draw up the paperwork for divorce. Don't worry. If things go down south, you got Ennis Marie on your side.
Moving into a neighborhood where you're arguing with your neighbor, don't worry about it. Ennis Marie is here to take care of all your needs. Listen, we think you're wonderful. We think you're incredible. And that's why Roy and I are having a hard time figuring out why guys would be intimidated.
It's beautiful.
Good luck with you, though. And hopefully you'll match with that someone. If these guys don't want it, then forget it. They're not right.
That's right.
I absolutely agree. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
You know, you guys can't understand it, but an insecure man who's intimidated by it, it's a hit at his masculinity, mm-hmm. you know? And that's where it stems from.
I was kind of hoping Ennis Marie would end the call by saying this call's in recess. You know what I mean? Like she always uses...
Right. Court's adjourned.
This call's adjourned.
Bye, fellas. Let's talk to Crystal and Charlotte. Crystal, you're live with the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Crystal, have you experienced this?
Yes, my ex-husband, actually. I've done real estate for 12 years, and we both decided for him to be the stay-at-home dad. And, you know, me continuing my real estate, I got into a different part doing construction, rehabs, turns, and maintenance, and, you know, the men's part. And I loved it so much, and he just was not comfortable with it. Saw how happy I was and thought I was out doing other stuff. Mm. And it's also hard trying to, now that I'm, you know, been divorced for many years, it's hard to find a guy who not only is comfortable with the money I make, but also the knowledge I have. And also it's hard for me to find someone who has the knowledge that surpasses mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's quite complicated, Crystal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I said it's quite complicated.
It is, yes. And, you know, I'm a single mom, so that makes it double hard. So I agree with the previous caller. Yes, very, very difficult.
And it's a double standard, man.
It really is.
Yes, it is. Yes, very much so. Yeah. But I love it, though. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Because good.
I get to show everybody every day that I can do just as much, if not more so, because I also can do the other part of real estate. You know, I can show everybody that I can do the manly part and the regular part.
Love
so
it.
That's
a beautiful thing.
I get to show everybody every day that I can do both. So it's well worth it. And being a single mom to a little boy, I get to show him mommy can do everything.
Mm-hmm. Love
that's
it.
Great, because you're going to raise a man who
thanks,
appreciates
Crystal.
That in women as well.
Yeah, and the real estate business is so cutthroat. So see Crystal rising up and being super successful, it's awesome. This is Amy, somewhere in North Carolina. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing well.
Good. I completely agree with these girls. I'm a bartender. I got crazy hours. I own my own house. If something goes wrong, I learn how to fix it. I just, my mom raised me to be super independent. And guys, I almost feel like some men are just looking to take care of somebody. So whenever they're put in front of somebody that doesn't necessarily need that, they don't know how to act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen to that, Amy. I mean, and by the way, ladies, every lady calling in who isn't finding someone, you will find someone.
You will. There's someone out there.
It will be the right person because nobody has called in and said they're willing to change their lifestyle or their occupation to find a guy, right? Which is awesome. Speaking of guys.
Brian and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing well.
Hey, buddy. So Roy and I think it's awesome if a woman has a successful job and even earned more money than the guy in the relationship.
Yeah, that's the situation I'm in. My wife is a banker. Mm-hmm. You know, she works in downtown Charlotte. She's made more money than me for a couple years now, and I think it's awesome. I'm really proud of her. She works really hard, and she deserves her success. I don't really see why anyone would be intimidated by it. If anything, it's just more money for me to spend.
Exactly. I wish there were more guys out there like you. And Dallas is the same way, by the way. Dallas, you know, has said that he would be happy to be a stay-at-home dad. So I appreciate
I've been lobbying
that.
For that, but I'm still losing that battle.
There's Fortnite to be played. Come on.
Right? Well, she says I have to work because I took the time to get a master's degree. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Just a quick question, Brian, because I think it does make a difference. Did you meet her and she had this job, or did she get this raise and this promotion and you supported her through it?
Supported her through. We met in college, and so we've been together for about 6 years now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We graduated together. I went off to grad school, and then she's just been working. She took care of me in grad school, too, while she was working.
That's awesome.
It is great.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Brian.
You know, but like, Sterling makes a good living. So, like, whenever we're out and we're dinner and I'm just not in the mood to pay, I don't feel guilty at all. I'm like, you go ahead and pull your wallet out first.
See, and then you get somebody like this. Area code 704 writes in and says, call me old-fashioned, but I like a relationship where the man makes the money and the woman just kind of enjoys the fruits.
Really? That's...
Yeah, but... I mean, hey, listen, honestly, to each their own.
Exactly.
But this is 2018, and if there are women out there who want to have a career and be successful, like, you got to let people fly. And you can't, if it's not for you, it's not for you. You'll find somebody that feels the same way that you do.
Yeah.
But it is hard. Like, it's just the reality of life that it is hard for successful women to find people to date.
Yep. All right. Well, be you, ladies. Great segment. And don't be intimidated, guys. Enjoy it. Take it in. And hug it.
Right.
Hug a nice, successful woman today. Make sure you ask first.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.